Okay, today's daf is Bavimsiya daf mem. Bavimsiya daf mem, getting through a mafkid, and we just are in the middle of a story on Lamatesim Abeis. Tesim Abeis, but Mari Bar Isak, if you remember, was living in a town, and all of a sudden his long lost brother supposedly came and said, "Hi, I'm your long lost brother." He says, "I have no idea who you are." Plogli. So he says, I don't know. So they think about Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, "No, it's okay. It's very possible that you don't recognize him because, you know, maybe now he has a beard, and originally he didn't have a beard." So Amalei, so then Rav Chisda had said to the brother, "Bring a raya that you're his brother." He says, "I can't bring a raya because the Edim are scared of him. He is an Ish Alima." So then he turns to Mari and says, "Okay, so you bring a raya that he's not your brother." So he says, "What do you mean? What about the principle of a Motzei Mechaver Lav Araya? I'm Muchzak in property, and now you're telling me that I have to bring a raya? That's not the halacha." So he says, no. He says, "You have to do it because you're an Ishalima." And that's why halachos are different in this context. Tosfos Yeraskel Sheyatza, where that's going on the fact that Rav Chisda says that it's very possible that you don't recognize your brother. Tosfos says, "Hu adimim yatza b'chasima zakan." Even if he had gone out with a beard and come back out with a beard, still, the ein ne'eman lomar shehu achiv. He's not ne'eman to say that he's his. Is not believed automatically to say that he's the person's brother. Why? De'im kein lo shavakta chayel kolbirya ha'ashirim shekol echad yomer ani achicha. Right? Everybody's going to go over to Bill Gates and say, "Hi, I'm your brother." Right? How can they can't say that it's automatic that the other person will have to prove, because then every rich person in the world will have to deal with this issue. So he says, Elahacha mari bar esak lo hayatoin bari elo lo yadana lecha. It's not that Mari Bar Isak totally denied. He said, "I'm not sure. Maybe." If somebody says, "No, what are you? I don't understand what you're talking about." So then, fine. But if he's not sure, so then already there's something to talk about. L'kachim yatzav achasim hazakan eino ne'eman kivon she'eino machisho ela amar lo yadan alei. So he said that's Tosfos Ha'ara. But it's an important discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chav Ches. Shulchan Aruch discussed this halacha about an ish ilaim, and he says, just find it. It's Siman Chav Ches Sif Hey in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Avolim Yesh Tanachachem Sheyodei Eidos L'Chaveiro V'Miyado Bezdin Shebaldino Ilaim V'Tan HaToveya Shoheidim Mefachtim Ibaldino Lavo L'Haid." Again, if the person says that the Baldin is an Ilaim and that's why the Eidim are not coming. So, and Bezdin understands it. Hare Bezdin kofe es baldino sheyavi hu ha'edim. You force the baldin, v'chein kol kayotzi b'dvarim elu. But the Ramah adds in a phrase, which the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have. I'll read it now with the Ramah. V'im yadu Bezdin shebaldino ilim v'tan hatoveya sheha'edim efachtim baldino v'yesh hochacha lidvarav. And there's a hochacha that he's telling the truth and that he's an ish ilim. So Bezdin then is kofe the baldin. So that's what the Nosei Kelim pick up on. The Sma says, HaMechaber Hishmitzeh V'Ozla Tai Mishkaz V'Beis Yosef, that you don't have to have a Hochacha. Kiva Da Bezdin Yodim Shebaldin Ilaim. The question is, if Bezdin knows that this is a strong man and people are scared of him, so do they also have to have a Hochacha that the Edim are not coming? If there's a, do they have to have other circumstantial evidence that this guy is telling the truth? So that's the discussion here in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Nosei Kelim. And they discuss it based on our Gemara. Okay. Just to say that. Okay, now let's continue now. So, Rav Chisda said, so you have to prove that he is not your brother. So, Amar Lei, sof asi sadi, velo misadi. But says, Rav Mari, says Mari Bar Isak, what do you mean? So I'm going to get the witnesses to come, but still, how could you trust them? Because if you're saying I'm a strong man, so maybe they're going to come and they're going to lie. So, Mimanafshah, how is it going to help me to try to prove anything? So Amar Lei says, no, Tarti lo avdi. Two wrongs they won't do. Maybe people won't come to court because they're scared of you. But to come to court and lie about it, that far I'm not worried about. So therefore, just get Adam to come to court. Lesov, right, there's Sheker b'sheva altasa, and there's Sheker b'kum va'ase. So sheva altasa, okay, people will be scared. But to come and to lie, that's going above and beyond. So Lasof also Sadi Dachuahu. Finally, Edom came in the end that really this was Mari's brother. So Amarlei, so the brother says to Mari, Liflo li nami vi pardisai ubustini, the shasal. Okay, so give me half the property, but not only of the property, but half of what you invested. Half of everything, all the hashkah that you put in. I also want, you know, part of that. So Amar Leish, Shaper Karmar Lecha. So again, Rav Chisda says, you got to give him half of that too. Why? The Mishnah says about Basra, Hiniach Banim Gdolim Muktanim. The person leaves older and younger children. Vishbichu Gdolim Asanachasim. And the older children are Mashbiach, right? Appreciate the Nachasim. Hishbichu Lemsa. You got to split the property. Vachain Amar Rabba. Hishbichu Lemsa. And also Rabba says the Shevach is Laemsa. Fine. Find anything wrong with this Girsa? Vachain Amar Rabba. Hishbichu Lemsa. So Rashi knows. What do we do? What? It's an Amora. So we brought a Mishnah. Oh, and also the Amora says it. So Rashi says, that's pretty unusual. Top Rashi. B'chein Amar Rabbi, Shpichol Emsa. Lo Garcina, take out this line. Shein Zalashana Gemara. Lahavri Divri Ha'amoram Siyu Ala Mishnah. Very unusual. We bring a Mishnah like, oh yeah, and this also. So we have something called the Tanya Namihachi. We'll bring a Brisa to support a Brisa. Or a Tosefta or a Mishnah. But to bring an Amora to support a Mishnah, that's usually not done. So Rashi says, take out this line. The Ode Rabba Tamidi Rav Chisda Have. Also, Rabba is the Talmud of Rav Chisda. We were just talking about Rav Chisda. V'heichi Amar Rav Chisda Shmeitza Mishmei. And how could Rav Chisda, who is giving this answer, Rav Chisda is saying, you got to give half the investment also. Like the Mishnah says and like Rabba says. But he's quoting his Talmud. Usually you quote one of your Rebbes. Right? Rav so-and-so from the previous generation, he says it. So number one, says Rashi, it's not the usual for the Gemara to bring an Amar to support a Mishnah. And number two, he is the Talmud of Rav Chisda. V'igaraslei v'chein Amar Rav Garcinan. If you really want to go race it, put in Rav. That answers both questions. Because Rav is also previous. Shaya Rav also Rav Chisda. Rav was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda. And also, as we know, Rav Tanahu Upalata. Rav also, in some context, has the status of a Tana. Rav, the early Amoram who lived on the border. So therefore, that would answer both questions. If you want to be go race it, you know, you could put in Rav. Okay? And Tosas also discusses this Girsa as well. Viter. Amalei Abaya. So now Abaya says, me dummy. Could you compare the cases? You could say just like if he invested, remember Mori invested and his long lost brother comes and he has to give him half the investment. Is that the same as this other case in the Mishnah Baba Basra? Amalei Abaya, me dummy. Hasam gedolim gabek tanim yadiva kamachli. Over there, in that case, there are children. They all know about each other. They're older children, younger children. So if the older children do some work, they obviously know they're going to give some of it to the younger children. It's Bidas and their mochel. Hacha miyada delecho. But over here, he never knew he had a brother. So I'm going to say he automatically has to give half the profits. So why should that be? Who says he's mochel? So he galgal milsa. Umat alakami de Rabbi Yami. Finally, the word got out that there was this whole halachic discussion. It came to Rabbi Yami. So Amar Lahu, Gdolim Yizo Amru. Yes. Shaman Lahem Ka'aris. Remember our whole discussion yesterday of Mori Dilinach Se Shavui, right? So we say that if you go down to somebody else's property, you get a sharecropper's share of it. Sashta di Devo Yavinale. If you go down to somebody else's property to take care of it, you're going to get paid some of it. So your own property that you work on, you're going to have to give up, right? So of course you get to keep it. Hadrua, so they returned it. They returned it back to Mari. So Gemara says, then Halakami, Hadrua Halakami, I'm sorry, they didn't return, Hadrua Halakami Rav Chisda. The word came back to Rav Chisda that this was Rav Ami's reaction. So Amalahu, Rav Chisda says, no, me dummy. You can't compare it to the case of Shaman Ka'aris. Hasam Birshus Nachis. Over there, in the case of Shaman Ka'aris, he went down with Rishus Bezdin. Hachalav Birshus Nachis. But here he went down without Rishus Bezdin, and therefore he should have less rights. And also, Va'od Katanhu. Vein Mori Dekarlin Efsei Katan. And over here, maybe Rav Mari's long-lost brother was a Katan at the time that Mari put in the investments, and therefore the halacha is emer de kar l'nef seikatat, so the kar shouldn't have done it. He didn't have authority to go down, and therefore adru l'kamid Rabbi Yami. They send more back to Rabbi Yami. Right, the letters are going back and forth. So amar lehu lo simu kamid de katanu. Rabbi Yami says, oh, nobody told me he was a katan at the time. I wouldn't have said my psak. So therefore, the answer was that he does have to give part of his investments. Okay, on the second, we'll make it slower so it doesn't make so much noise. Okay, says the Mishnah. Masnisa. Hamapkat peiros, eitzel chaveiro. So again, somebody puts a, somebody is mapkat peiros, gives fruit to their friend to watch. Harizei yotzi lo chisronos. when a person returns, when a person returns the fruit to their friend, so then they take off a certain amount of understood depreciated amount. When food sits around, you know, some of it is eaten by the animals. You assume that there's a natural progression. So Yotzi lo chisronos. Lachitim, and the Mishnah gives examples. Lachitim ala orez tisha chatzoi kav and lakur. For wheat and for rice. Well, I'm translating it as rice now. Maybe not. For orez, 9 half kavims to a kur. Lis arma lodoche and tisha kav and lakur. Lakusman, for spelt, ulazera pishta and shalosh in lakur. Hakol fi hamitav, hakol fi hazman. Tanakhama says it all depends upon the size, the volume, and the zman, meaning the larger volume, you'll take off larger. This is all a ratio. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, b'chima ichba lahen liach barin, v'hala ochlos beina maharbe, meharbe be miyakima. What did the Tanakhama says? You go by the ratio. If there's more wheat, then they eat more. What do you mean? Achbarim are going to eat the same amount. If it's in your silo, they'll eat. Whatever it is. Just because it's piled higher means that they eat more. What, the achbarim, just they're going to eat more because of a lot? So, well, we'll talk about it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, what is it? How is it possible? The achbarim just eat bein harbi, bein harbi, bein kima. Ella, eino yotzi lo chisronos, elo korecha bovad. No, you just take off chisronos, you take off the amount based on one kur. Doesn't matter how many kur you have, you take it out, one kur. Tosas has 2 points here. Number one, Tosas says, and Tosas Ella, v'im tamar im kein pavachos v'kornami yotzi. So why do you even go to the ratio to a kur? A certain amount to a kur, even less than a kur. They should eat a certain amount per time period. It's even less than a kur. So v'yesh lomar, de'ein lahem revach lihitamein v'tocha. So therefore, the v'yesh lomar, the answer, Tosas says, it must be that if it's so little, they don't come, because they're not going to be able to hide. They like to hide naturally when they're eating it, and therefore it must be that the less than a kur they're not going to take at all. But what about the taina? The taina is it has to be at least a kur, and if it's more than a kur, they're not going to eat more. So what did the rabbanan answer back to that? It's a good taina, right? What would they answer back? So the previous Tosas quotes the taimayu der rabbanan mafarish birushalmi hani achbari rishiin inhu. These achbarim are wicked. What does that mean? Karchamin ibor lo mistayu da'achli, elakaryin lachavrehon da'achli imhon. When they see a lot, they go back to their friends and tell them, come on guys, it's a full silo. Right? They go back to their friends. Not enough that they eat the guy's property. But obviously, this doesn't mean, what does this mean? It means that they have good ways of communication of the achbarim. It might mean that the word gets out, right? Why is it that all of a sudden when there's a little bit of rotten food outside, a few bugs come? When there's tons of rotten food outside, they're all there. What does that mean? That it makes a roshim in nature when it's a lot of food. Okay, that's the discussion between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Again, the Tanakhama says it goes by volume, a certain ratio per kur, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, it's the same amount. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Beis discusses Shulchan Aruch in Reish Tzadik Beis Sifyud.
What does it mean? If it's more than that, then it's a Pshia of some sort? What?
If it's more than that,
you just give back what's there.
Right. Oh, so what the Gemara is going to talk about the cases where you mixed it into your own stuff. That's why you just can't say Harei Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Hamafkid Peiros Eitzel Chaveiro. Harei Zelo Ya'arvim Im Peirosav. You should not mix it in with your own fruit. Keep it separate, because then you'll be able to just give back whatever's there. Avar v'irvam, but if you mixed it in, like the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah's talking about, yachshov kama haya hapikadon, figure out how much he gave you, v'yire kama chaser hakol, and figure out how much everything is depreciated or missing, v'yachshov chisaron hapikadon, v'yitein lo achar sheyishava. You got to swear. You got to swear about it. After you return it, you mix it in with your own property, so you have to swear. Says the Sma, the imein chisaron yosir b'masha darkan lehischaser, u'kamash kasav acharzeh. If it's the natural amount that I would have expected to go down, then you don't have to swear. The Mishnah says no word about shua. This is Shulchan Aruch's edition, based on some Rishonim. But the Gemara says no word. As I upata belo shvua. Right, if it goes down more than expected, then you have to take the swear that it didn't go down because of your pshia. That is the smas ha'ara on the Shulchan Aruch, who says swearing, you have to swear when you give it back. That's only if it's nechzar more than what would have been expected. If it's exactly what would have been expected, then you don't have to swear, and that's what the Sma says also. Chayne b'shachisro yosem yikashir. It's an important ha'ara based on Josh's question, and that is, yes, the shvua is shelo b'pshia, but if it's expected, then one doesn't have to swear.
But if you mix it with your own, how do you know if you're giving back his?
But it's all the same barley. You would expect that you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care whose it is. You wouldn't care. You wouldn't care.
But if it's
if it's a different value, it's a different quality. Okay, then maybe you would. Right.
The rule that
person wants is on. Right. But this is, I guess, if it's all barley, it's all barley. Says the Taz, quoting the Sma. Aval kashali, but 1 minute. Dama basisan tan stama yotzei chesronos. The Mishnah just says you give him back what's missing. The Mishnah doesn't say a word. Tana de Brisa de Mayer Bishavim Perosav. The Imisa de Chisaron Haragil, the Hainu Shira de Masisa in Sarach Shvua, says the Taz. Well, first of all, he says there are two jumps. The Shulchan Aruch says something that the Gemara doesn't say. But once the Shulchan Aruch says it, the Sma limits the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. If you're saying that's what the Mishnah is talking about, right, with the Shvua, so why should there be any chilukim? He says, V'imisa de Chisaron Haragil, the Hainu Shira de Masisa in Sarach Shvua. If by a regular Chisaron you don't need a Shvua, so then we'll see in the Gemara is forced to give an Ukimta that the case is where you mixed it up with your fruit. If you didn't mix it up, they can take a Shvua. Why should you be able to say Amrish Shachal Fanecha? Maybe he was Poshea. If you're saying that Lema Dabai Rafilu Bihicha Lokaran Zavit, so it's a classy Shir Bishvila Shvua. So therefore, it continues machlokas in the Sma and the Taz, whether a shvua is always needed, or if it's the normal amount that goes down, you do not need a shvua. The Taz says you always need a shvua. You always need a shvua, while the Sma argues. Rover Poskim seems to go like the Sma. We haven't had a Sma and a Taz in a long time, so I just wanted to mention, yeah?
You know, you're not going to get a lot of shomerim if you make them swear.
You're not going to get a lot of shomerim, but it's his... But according to the Sma, this whole discussion is only if Irvim and Peros, if you mix it with your own fruit. Why do you mix it with your own stuff? Keep it separate. There is somewhat of an apocryphal story that Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Salvechik, who quoted it from his father in Nefesh Arav, on page Yutes. V'zachrani heich b'shoshe hischalnu luma b'shulchan aruch Yoredeya, b'shirosh Rabbeinu. When we started to learn Yoredeya, one of the years, Sipra lanu b'shem Agra, the Rav quoted the Gra, Shebishah Shechibra Hashach is Sipra Shulchan Aruch. When the Shach came out with a Sefer, the Vad Dalet Aratzos was still in control. You know, that whole area in Eastern Europe had the Vad of the Dalet Aratzos, all the great Rabbanim of the time. Nobody was ever to publish a Sefer at the time until they got the Haskama of the Vad Dalet Aratzos. That was the halacha in the time. Ukeshehigish Hashach is Chibur al Taz. When the Shach brought his Sefer to the Taz, who was already the Zakan HaRabbanim at the time, right, the 1600s, to get a Haskama. Ra halosh achibur hazeh ola kolkach achibur shalom. The Taz saw that the Shach Sefer eclipsed any Sefer on Shulchan Aruch till that time. And the Shach was all over the place. V'lo rata lahashon l'afidu, the Taz really didn't give him a Haskama. That's the story. U'beglal zeh nenash ha-Taz min ha-Shamayim. So the story goes that the Taz was Nanash. What was the Nanash? Generally, we don't pass him like the Taz. Yoredeya, the Taz and the Shach, we generally pass him like the Shach. Arachayim, the Magen Avram and the Taz, we generally pass him like the Magen Avram. Evan Ezra and Choshe Mishpah, the Taz doesn't even get on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. He gets on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in the little letters. Right? That's the Taz. So, V'siyim Lomar, Shehasipur Hazeh Amitihu, Shari Kain Shama Me'aviv. That's what he ended off. But again, I heard others that say, how could you say the Taz? Taz didn't give him Askama. Anyway, this is the story that's quoted, and I'll just put it out there for those who want to do more research. Okay, so this is the Taz and the Sma and the Shach discussion on whether you need a the Mishnah. This whole Gemara doesn't mention a word about a Shvua. Is there any Shvua on the discussion, especially if it goes down more than what's expected? One other R in the Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah here says different Shiurim for different foods. One of them is Orez. One of them is Orez. So we know what Orez means in modern Hebrew. But what does Orez mean in Tanaitic Hebrew? In the Tanaim, in the Mishnah and the Gemara. So Rashi here says, what's Orez? One word. Mem Yud Lamed. Old French. Mil. Sounds like millet. That's not rice. So here, Rashi says that Orez is mil. If you look in Brachas, Tosfos and Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin, Rashi Pirish Orez mil. The Yesh Befarzim, Rizo, rice. Over high Pirush, Yesh Befarish, Dochen, Hainu Mil. So Dochen is Mil. So my focus we've shown him, what's Orez? It's very important, because the Gemara there in Brachas talks all about what Bracha is supposed to make on Orez. So this is it's a big discussion. What do we paskin? Obviously, we know what we paskin. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ches that orez is obviously, as we know, a unique food, right? Hakoseis orez, if you chew raw rice, mavarech alei brei pri adama. That's the halacha of you chew any raw grain, right? You make a brei pri adama, right? So when do you ever chew raw grain? When do you ever eat raw grain? So certain granola bars. Serious Shiloh, what bracha to make on granola bars, depending how much, what's in it, what are the ingredients. But a lot of granola bars have raw grain, and that might be a hadama, right? Besides all the other grains in it. V'yachar barin nefashos. V'yim bishla, but if you cooked rice, oshet tachano, or you ground it up, v'asim yimenu pas, or you make a rice bread, mevarech alav, bore mide mizonos. V'yachar barin nefashos. All right, mizonos barin nefashos, this is... right, the only food that we know that gets a mizonos and a fashas, right? The poskim say amein. Amein stands for not just kel malach namad, but orez mizonos nefashos, right? That the orez is the one food. The Mishnah Brura quotes this machlokas rishonim though that we're not 100% sure what it is, and therefore he says yesh machmirim delo yochlem kishenis machu el petoch asuda, right? Oshi yivarech leib shahakol machmasafik. There are those, says the Mishnah Berurah, because of this Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and other Rishonim also get into it, that they only eat rice during a meal. You don't have to know. Or you have a different Mizonos and Shahakol that you would have. But that is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That is the Deya of some Machmirim. That is not the Minhag Olam. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here, he quotes, HaMedaktakim Ba'archo Seim Yakpidu Shlo Lechol Oriz Mevushal El Batoksu this pass, O Yuvarcho Boremini Mizonos on something else, and you have a Shahakol, right, because you have this discussion, Nechle Gwar Rishonim Ima Oriz Akasa B'Gemara Hu Hamin Shadokor and Oriz, because the Gemara says Oriz is the exception, but we're just not sure what Oriz is. So that's why there are some Gedolei HaMedaktakim that don't eat it except during a meal, but he quotes at the end, Aval Aminag HaPashut Shenispashid Rova Kihilos Yisrael Lavarech Al Oriz Mevushal Borei Mine Mizonos, Ula Acharav, Borei Nefashos, right? That is what all the Achronim, the Chazonish, and all the Achronim say Me'ikra Din, that is what we pass. Even though there's this Medaktikim, but generally, that he quotes that the Rubos Ephraim Greenblatt, quotes Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe was Machmir like this. He was only Machmir to only eat a B'toch HaSeuda, or have other brachas to cover it. You make a Borei Nefashos for sure, that's for sure. But you know, Maker Adin, the Minhag Olam is to say Mizonos and Borei Nefashos on rice.
What about millet?
What about millet? I don't know, and can't say I've had the pleasure so much. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. So the last line of the Mishnah. So far we have Machlokas Tanam in the Mishnah that says that you gotta take off a certain amount. For the Tanakhama says you gotta take off based on volume. The more grain you have, the more the achbarim eat, the more the mice eat. While the second day says, no, what are you talking about? Rebbe Chaburi says it's the same amount, you know, just for one kur. That's all you have to give. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, third one, im haisa mida meruba, einamot lechasronos bebnei shemosiros. If you have a very large amount of grain, the Gemara will talk about how much is a large amount, you don't have to take off any. Because we assume the expansion of with the moisture kind of balances out how much they eat. So if you give back the same amount, you know, it's balance, what the achbarim eats and what happens with expansion of a lot of volume. The Pnei Yeshua points out this, of course, isn't exact. You're going to say it's exact, what it's taken off, what it's impossible for it to be exact. But mistama, it's understood. That's basically you have to say, that every mafkid understands that this will be a parallel. Yesh lo tamua, heich efshar sheshir ha-yitorin b'chol min mimini ha-tvua, ya'ala l'cheshba m'chuvan kifi shir ha-pacha shlo so min. And different medium have larger expansion and smaller expansion. This is the enemus kabal al-adas. So says the Pnei Yeshua, b'nir li liyashiv, de be'emes hai mebnei shemosiros te ka'amar lav cheshbo m'chuvan hu. It's not an exact measurement. You got to give back what it is because we don't know exactly for sure, and everybody understands it, takes it into account, and that's why it's mutter. But don't think it's so exact and it goes up a sliding scale based on the type of grain you have. That's not how it works. Okay. Now let's continue.
If I gave you a large amount and I expected to expand.
If you give me a large amount and expected to expand.
If it was in my own house.
Right, so
why should I get back the same way?
You'll get back the same because you also expect the Achbarim to eat from it. You also expect, that's also natural. They didn't have, you know, vacuum-packed areas like Bisman Azel, like they had. They had, even nowadays, I'm sure the silos, there's some you know, understood animal depreciation that is that comes into effect. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ores tuvachaser. Ores, what do you mean? Rice loses a lot, or Ores, whatever Ores is, it loses a lot more than just a 9.5 kavim to a kur. So Amar Rabbi Aruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ores Kalav Shanu. We're talking about peeled Ores, taken out of its shell, out of its chaff. Lokos b'lo zerapishtad gibel sem kor. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chiyah, zerapishtad begiv olin shanu, the zerapishtad, it's in its husks. So you see, Ores, that's not kalif, is a larger amount. The Tanakhama says, it goes by, you go by every kur, the more kurim you have, the more they eat. As Tosa said, they get their friends, and every year you assume they eat a certain amount. They said to Rabbi Yochanan that the Tanakhama, who says volume does make a difference, says no, the quantity does make a difference. Harbe, a lot causes more loss. A lot causes more scattering. So therefore, quantity does make a difference. Tana. Here we go, what we said before. This whole Mishnah talk is only, obviously, if you mixed up the grain of your pikadon with your grain, but if you took his grain and put it in their own section, then just say, I'm going to give it back. You don't have to do any calculations. 1 second. Even if you mix it in with your own fruit, why don't you just see how much is there? How much he had, how much the pikadon has, and just do the math. Why don't you just check that out? So the Gemara answers, Bimis topic mehan. It must be, no, he, the owner, is eating from them also at the time, so you don't know. So Velechzikam is topic, how much did he eat? The Loyadikam is topic. He didn't give an exact amount. So that's why it's not going to help you to do that math. It's interesting. So the Gemara here in the Havamina, yeah?
That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the way we came out on the Shulchan.
Well, that's how the Shulchan Aruch.
We're not talking about mistopic.
That's why. Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch, right, would be medayik that it's a not, if it's a case where it's more than usual, you're going to have to swear. Again, it's not mafurish in the Gemara, but you said, obviously, it's not against the Gemara, then you just guess that from the Gemara. But the Havamini here was, if he wasn't Ma'ariv bin Perosav, that he would just give it back. Right? Rashi says, Rashi in Lechzei, V'yira kama chasru, V'yitol al shel chaveiro kavi cheshbon. Right? See how much is lost, and then each of them bear the brunt of the loss. Each of them will bear the brunt of the loss. Asks, the Sma on Shulchan Aruch, back there in Reish Tzadik Beis, we know there's a case. Let's say I'm watching your ox, and then I put it with my oxen, and then one of the oxen in the herd dies, and I say, sorry, your ox died. So there we trust the Shomer. We trust the Shomer in that case. So why here do we say it's only Kefi, what the Shomer could have said that all of your stuff got taken. My stuff is all here. But we don't say that. By the case of the Shomer, we say, you can say, your ox died. But here we don't say that. Says the Sma, Kamash Malam Bazet, Delotema Dehu Doma Lamafke Tle Eitzel Chaveiro V'hinicho Beit Lime, Diyoch Alomar Shal Chames. You don't say it's like a case of an ox. Why? Deshani Hasam Diyesh Kpeda, Dekol Echad Chafetz Bishalo, V'hai Mitrila Borer V'yadua Lemi Huzeh. At the beginning of the Shmira, everybody obviously knew whose animal was whose. The Shomer wants his animal, and the Mafkid wants his. The Kiva de Hanifkat hu Mochzak, Yochel Omer La Mafkid, Shal Chameis O Nigdav. We assume he knows which animals are which, and therefore he's the Mochzak. Hamotze Mechaber Olav Araya. But here, grain is grain. Like David asked before, it's not like, I don't know if Yosef Akav Shalom would apply to grain, it's all the same thing. Right? So therefore, because a Mochzak won't make a difference. We assume all grain is grain, you weren't medaktik to know whose is whose, and therefore, it has to, the chisara on the bit, it has to be born equally. The brunt of the loss has to be born equally. That is what
the animal has a shvua. No, doesn't he have, the shomer has a shvua by the animal that died.
The shomer has a shvua by the animal that died. No, most mechaber love a raya. You might have to say, you bring me a raya that is your animal.
The shomer doesn't have to make a shvua.
I don't think so. He might have to swear that he wasn't posheya. He doesn't have to swear that this is his animal. You prove to me that it's not my animal, right? He has to swear that he wasn't posheya. Okay. Says the Gemara two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haisa v'chulu, Kama Mida Meruba. How much is Mida Meruba? Where Rabbi Yehuda, the last one on the Mishnah, says that if it's mida baruba, you don't take anything off because it expands. Amar Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, asar kurin. If it's 10 kur, tani nami hachi, kama mida baruba, asar kurin. Fine. Tani tana kabe dira branachmin, bamed dira mamurim. When do you say all these measurements take place? Shema da lo mito grono, vahechzer lo mito grono. If he took it from the mafkid in his goren, and he returned it from his goren. Meaning, you use goren utensils. There are different types of measuring utensils, the Gemara is assuming. And there are goren, there are granary utensils, which are somewhat larger. So, if it was all equal, so then you use these measurements. Av amadal mitoch garno, the hechzel mitoch beso. But if he measured it in the goren, but then you returned it in the house, where you have smaller, you know, measurements, smaller tablespoons, smaller whatever. So any of the chesronos, then you don't take off the chesronos because you assume it's automatic. Because your measurements are smaller in your house, so then giving the same amount of whatever kur will already automatically take off the amount that was depreciated. Amalei v'chibeshuftani askinan. No, we're talking about fools. Shuftani sometimes means Rishayim. But here Rashi translates Shuftani as Shotim. Are we talking about fools? Dayavi Bakaila Rabba Vashakli Bakaili Zuta? Of course, if you're using different measuring tools, then you're gonna not go down more if they're smaller. So what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? So Dilma be Yemosa Goren Kamer. What he must have meant is the time of year, not in the Goren, but Yemosa Goren, meaning the time of the season of gathering. But Medra Mamurim, and this is what he meant to say. But Medra Mamurim Shemada Lo be Yemosa Goren, the Hechzel Lo be Yemosa Goren. When do you say that you do it automatically when it's all the same time period, the same season? Avo Mada Lo be Yemosa Goren, the Hechzel Lo be Yemosa Shamim. But if you measure it out, how much he's going to return in Yemosa Goren in the dry season, when you gathered in, and he's returning in Yemosa Shamim after a lot more moisture got in, so then you don't take off because the grain itself has expanded from the moisture. 1 minute. If things expand, why shouldn't all barrels, you know, explode if all grains are expanding in the winter? Right? Like all sidewalks, break because it's expanded, so you see it. So why not barrels? So have you upto pakakada? Either they do sometimes. One time a barrel exploded. Or because it's under pressure. It's closed under pressure, and therefore it's not going to explode because it's forced in. Period. Next Mishnah.
Did we talk about
the machlok?
One says if there's large grain, it's going to expand. There's no depletion. The other one says if there's
right,
large
so,
grain,
so that's a hard one.
Even more mice are going to
So the machlok is tanam in the Mishnah. So how is that not a machlok is
hemetzius?
Meaning when he says he's going to go tell his friends. So, God, is there any way to say that there is a certain amount that's larger with the larger volume, but the question is it halachically recognizable? Do we take it into account that everybody agrees there is some friends that he gets to join him? The question is it enough amount that is nikar? But it's hard. You got to work it out. Got to work it out to try this.
The other one says the opposite.
Right,
if it's large, it expands. You don't have to deduct it.
Right, well, again, I'm just, the first two are even more problematic. The first two, that it's the volume. Okay, you got to work it out. Masisa, because we'd rather not say it's a machlokas and masis, especially animals masis. So now we continue with certain transaction practices. If I gave somebody wine to watch, I also take out a shtus. 1/6, I assume, was boleya, right? Was boleya in the barrel, and therefore got absorbed in the barrel. So therefore, when I return wine, I could take off a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chomesh, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, a fifth. Yotzi lo shlosha lugin shemen lemeya. I take off three lugin per 100 of oil. Why? Lugumexa shvarim, lugumexa bala. 1.5 for the dregs, that the oil, it goes to sit at the bottom, so that takes out some of the oil, and 1.5 gets, 1.5 gets absorbed. Again, we don't have time to get into it now, but of course, this discussion of the wine being absorbed into the barrels is the issue of the cherry casks. The cherry casks and the whiskey, what Rabbi Bleich, if you want to read about it in the newest Contemporary Halachic Problems in Volume 5, he has the article about the whiskey brouhaha. Right, that's his article on the related to all of the this issue about, again, the issue is the whiskey, certain kosher whiskeys are aged in wine barrels, and the wine is tam yenim, the wine is not kosher wine. So the question is, do we assume that that's a problem? Because it's a very, very minute amount that gets in there. But there's a principle called Eima Ba'alim Esalachachila. You're not allowed to be Mevatel it. And you dafka want the flavor in. That's why they put it into those. But it's such a tiny amount. Do they do it for the Jewish population? If all the Jews were stopped drinking whiskey, would it make a dent in the... Right? So that this is all issues that is discussed. Again, with Moshe Ismaiko, in terms of this issue. But again, so this is part of the issue, the absorption of the wine into the barrels. Okay, let's continue though now. If it is clear oil, if it's mezukah, if it's pure refined oil, you don't take off anything for the shmarim because there are no dregs. Also, if it's very old barrels that basically absorbed everything that they're going to absorb, also you don't have to take off anything for absorption. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that was all about pikadon. Rabbi Yehuda now adds on, even somebody who sells refined oil to their friend, throughout the year, even if somebody sells Shemin Mizukak, he includes there are going to be dregs. 1.5 lug for the Shmarim. We'll talk about in the Gemara what the Machlokas is. The Ravid here, quoted in the Rashba, says, this is all, Rabbi Yehuda's din is only if he didn't say, I want, the Kona didn't say, I want Shemin Mizukak. That was a tnai in the sale that he can't give him back, can't take off 1.5. Because then he obviously wants pure oil, no dregs. But if it's Stam, if he says, I want oil, and he's going to give in Shemin Mizukak, then the assumption is that a person will take the Shemin Mizukak a little bit less, because it's the better oil, even without some of the dregs. Below Pligi says the Gemara, there's no real machlokas, how much wine is absorbed, the fifth or a sixth. Why? Marki Yasri, it just depends on the person's place. Biyasri demar chafu bakira, vlomayitz tvei, they line the inside of the barrels with wax, so it doesn't absorb so much. Biyasri demar chafu bakufra mayitz tvei, they line it with pitch. Vibayisema mishum gargishta, or it doesn't have to do with what they line it with, but what the barrels themselves are made of, the different types of dirt. Ha mayitz tvei, vaha lo mayitz tvei. Period. Next story. Ba'asri, the Rav Yehuda, Ramu, got to do some math here. Ba'asri, the Rav Yehuda, Ramu, Arba'im, Betimne, Kuzay, Bedina. In the place of Rav Yehuda, they used to pour in 48 kuz into every barrel. 48 kuz of wine. Kuz is just a little measurement. So 48 kuz of wine. And Azoldana, Beshisa, Zuze. And every barrel was sold for 6 zuz. So a barrel was sold for 6 zuz, and there were 48 kuz in every barrel. Paris, Rav Yehuda, she's a Bezuza. Rav Yehuda was a barrel seller. He got he bought every Shisha Bezuza. Every 6 kuz he was able to sell for, he bought for a zuz. 6 kuz of wine he bought for a zuz. So what happens? So Dal Tzlatza Meshisa Meshisa. So once he got up to 6, right, so that's when he broke even, right, because remember, there were 48 kuz in here. 48 kuz and the barrel was sold for 6. But he sold each 6 kuz of wine for a zuz. So when he sold 6, right, 6 zuzim, 36 kuz, that's when he made 36 zuzim. So at that time he broke even, but he still got 12 kuz left in the barrel. Pashul Tracer, there's still 12 left. Dal Tamanye Shisuse, take out an 8 more kuz, because 8 is 1/6 of the original. That's the amount that probably gets absorbed. Like the Mishnah said, 1/6 gets absorbed. So Bashul Arba, so he made 4 kuz. That was his profit. 4 kuz of wine was his profit. So V'yamar Shmuel ha-mistaka wa-yistaka yosar al-shtus. What do you mean? Shmuel says, anybody makes a profit shouldn't make a profit more than a 6th. But you should make at least a 6th. Why do you make such a little profit? What do you mean there's a little profit for? The Ritva here says, and he shouldn't be mevater on the profit, because, right, yigia kapecha kisochel, right? As much profit as you can make, you should make it as long as it's kisochel, like the Malbim said yesterday. So the Gemara answers, no, ika gulfi v'shmarya. He makes profit with the gulfe, with the barrels themselves, and the dregs. So he made some more profit too. So yachi nafish lay tvei mishtos. Oh, then he made more than a 6th. He's violating the other way. So ika tircha, no, he sells a lot of tircha v'demei bazar niyasa. And the money he has to pay for the bazar in Ayasa. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 deos. Either it means the guy who makes the hole in the barrel in order for the wine to come out, or the one who announces, right, the ads, the advertisements about that he's got the wine to sell. Period. The Mishnah said if you sell clear, refined wine, you don't take out any dregs. Well, yeah, shadol bala, and also the continuation was if it's old barrels, nothing gets absorbed. Well, yeah, shadol bala. What do you mean? There's gotta be some absorption. Amar Rav Nachman b'mizufaf in shanu. We're talking about, no, special lined with pitch on the inside, and therefore it doesn't absorb at all. Abaya Amar, afilu teimah shalom b'mizufafin, even if it's not lined, kivan de ta'un ta'un. Right, once it gets absorbed, no, it's possible that it won't absorb anymore. So the Taz in Yaradeya, the Pnei Yeshua quotes it here, it's a big Taz, much discussed, says, based on this, what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? Is there absorption, is there no absorption? So the Havamina is that, look, there's always absorption, right, meaning, we know that if you ever put an Isser into a Heter, or Heter into an Isser, let's say I put something kosher into a treif pot that hasn't been used, still, it answers the food, why? What about, why don't we say that the taste that's totally inside got absorbed and it can't absorb anymore? That's the kasha of the Gemara. There's no absorption. What's the answer? Kivin de ta'an ta'an says the ta'az achidish gadol, and that's what the Gemara means here. Then no. Because even if something's absorbed, when you cook it, when you make it hot, what's inside comes out. So now there's more room for what's in the pot to go in. That's the chiddush on Hilchos Isser V'Heter. So you're right, it might be full, but it goes in both directions. That's the chiddush of the Taz, that's the chiddush, the Pnei Yeshua quotes the Taz here, but that's a Yusug in Yerodeya, it's the Taz in Yerodeya, it's Tzadik Gimel base. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Shemim Mizu. Again, there's a lot more there, but we got to finish another 3 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Shemim Mizu, Kala Chaveir, Kala Yimos HaShana, Hariz HaMakabel, Lo Lo Mech, Sashmar Lo Meya. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you sell Shemim Mizu to your friend, so you're Makabel, 1.5 log for the dregs. Omer Abaya, Kisha Timsa, Lo Omer, Lo Diver, Rabbi Yehuda, Mutter La'arif Shmarim, Lo Diver Chachamim, Asr La'arif Shmarim. When you're about to sell oil, and of course there were dregs in the bottom of the barrel, are you allowed to mix in the dregs before you pour oil off for the buyer? You're allowed to do that? It says the Mishnah seems to be a machlokas. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that you're allowed to give in the shmarim, so mutal arif shmarim must mean that you're allowed to mix it in. V'hainu taima why? V'hainu taima to makabel. That's why he's makabel. The buyer is makabel. Do amar lei, because he says iboy la rubi lecha milo arvi lecha hashanah mikabel. If I wanted to mix in the dregs to you, I could have. So now just accept a lesser amount because I could have mixed in the dregs. Velei malei arvis lei having misdavin li. But why can't the kone say what do you mean? If you would have mixed them in, at least I could have sold them. Hashanah mayevelei luchud ilam misdavin li. But now you just gave me less. You're going to give me plain dregs? I can't do anything with plain dregs. At least give me the dregs and the oil. Don't just give me less oil. Gemara says no, but Bala Bayis Askinan. He can't tie into that because we're talking about a Bala Bayis, Denicha Lebetzila, who likes clear oil. So I'm sure he'd rather have less clear oil than more with dregs. To say the other way, from the fact that he didn't mix in the dregs, it must be that he was mochel to me and he was giving me a present. So no, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei delesle mechila. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning that it doesn't hold a mechila. The Rifa adds in when there's a way to interpret that he's not being mochel. Obviously, there's a concept called mechila, but when there's a way to interpret that he's not being mochel, he doesn't hold of it. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, machalos etzemed lo machalos abakar. If I sell you a saddle, I obviously didn't sell you the animal with it. Machalos abakar lo machalos etzemed. The Tanakhama says if you sell one, you didn't sell the other one. Rabbi Yehuda omer hadami motin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you check out the money. How much did you pay for it? Ketzad, omer lo machar li tzimitcha b'masayim zuz. If a person says, sell me your saddle for 200 zuz, hadover yadua she'in atzemer b'masayim zuz. So it's known that the tzemet doesn't cost 200. Right? So therefore, it must be that he wants the animal too. He's not mochel. He's not giving him more of a money for the saddle. He doesn't believe in mechila. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham say, no, the Dabim is not a raya. Maybe he's just giving him a good deal. Maybe he's being mochel. Okay, but that is all Rabbi Yehuda shita. That you're allowed to mix in the shmarim. And this is why the Kone does not accept it. You wouldn't be able to, so you didn't. So therefore, I don't accept it. One more line. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya Adaraba Ifcha Mistaver. 1 second, the opposite makes sense. L'Divrei Chachamim Mutter La'arif Shmarim. The Chachamim should be the one that says it's Mutter. V'Hayinu Taima D'Lo Makabel. To Amalei Midlo Arvis Le'achuli Achlisli. Because they're just the opposite. The Chachamim who say he doesn't accept it is because he'll say to him, if you didn't put dregs in, so it must be that you were mochel to me. L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Aser La'arif Shmarim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be Aser. V'Hayinu Taima D'Lo Makabel. So why does he accept it? To Amalei, because the Mocher says Iboy La'ruvei. Lo shari lecha la rubi lecha. If I'm allowed, if I could have mixed it in, I would have been able to. So kibuli lo makabelis, you're not accepting the dregs. So what are you selling? You're not accepting the dregs, and I can't sell it. I can't give you less. Zavin v'zavin tagrekri. You call this business? Right? I'm not going to make any profit. So I'm not going to get a profit. It's got to be that this is understood business. Okay, we'll stop here. That's all about the dregs. And tomorrow we talk about the pekatim, which is the guf that raises, comes to the top, not what goes to the bottom. Again, this is all business practices that can have applications for halacha lemaisa, sales, and buying and selling. Tomorrow we get into the sugya of shlichus yad. That's tomorrow's discussion.